This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
That's working. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
OT, OT, overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tugger Holt over on the ones and twos, and Bojo Horseman sitting to my right. We're live on Periscope for the first time in a while, and you're not going to want to miss this show on Periscope because, as the Periscope viewers would know, I am wearing the shock collar. It is Punishment Day on Overtime. OT, Punishment Day is finally here. If you are a new listener, if you're just catching the Periscope because it's on the Twitter feed or whatever, this is Overtime. It's a show where two 20-year-olds now just kind of do nothing at all and somehow have people listen to them. But one's a Chiefs fan. That would be Tucker, who you can't see because we only
thank
have,
God. Yeah, thank God they can't see me.
You'll see him in a little bit. You'll see him in a little bit. We got some fun things. But yeah, thank God you can't see him. Or smell him.
I've been massacred.
He looks good.
I don't look good. I don't feel good.
I'm Will Stevens, and I am the Titans fan. And at the beginning of the season, we made a bet of who we thought was going to have the higher win total wins. I said the Titans were obviously going to have more. Tucker said the Chiefs. It was a tie, 12-5. So that means we both get punished.
Yeah, we decided that would be the way to go about it, was to make sure
it is much
fun.
Better for radio.
It is, sure. Sure,
this show would suck if it was Punishment Day with no punishments.
I guess so.
Because we had this Punishment Day schedule.
What if we turned it into Celebration Day? We were like, woo, both teams were good, you know?
No, I gotta wait for the Super Bowl for that.
Okay, all right. Well, my punishment was to allow you, a man with no facial hair.
Look how shaky these hands are.
I mean, just...
He is nervous.
I mean, yeah, he was shaking, and I allowed you to trim my face, my beard.
Trim might be an understatement.
You started out with a trim. My hopes were high.
I had to get a base layer.
I get you. I understand. I had a somewhat, of a scruffy beard. You trimmed that down to almost nothing, where there was barely anything there. And then you just...
We went bald.
Then you just went, you said the phrase, we're going bald. And you took the guard off, and you just started cutting at random.
You
made lines.
It was like
not unlike... Not unlike Edward Scissorhands.
I mean, you just went at it, and there's now stripes in my face. My mustache is, a shadow of its former self. I used to have a big, strong,
I didn't do anything to your mustache except for take it down a peg.
Yeah, and it honestly, it's the most emasculated.
Kind of jack-o-lantern-y.
The most emasculated I've been in a long time. I used to have a Dale Earnhardt-esque mustache. It was very strong and proud.
Yeah, now you got
now
what?
It's weak and minuscule,
like a
Johnny Depp mustache.
Sure, yeah,
you know, barely there.
I guess mine was too niche. My punishment is just as worse. I would argue.
You think just as worse?
You get to shave,
right?
I can't take this thing off, you know?
Can't take what off?
The shot collar that I'm wearing, because that is my punishment.
Oof.
I don't like this. You look
tough.
Down at your hand, and I can't tell if you're looking at your phone or the remote. This is gonna suck.
Be worried, but my friend.
I have to get shot. Or I don't have to. You can be nice and only get me a couple times.
Really?
But yeah.
Oh, is that in the rules?
It is.
I can do that?
I guess we should explain the rules.
Okay. What are the rules?
So I have to get shocked 5 times. Ah! Like that.
How many?
Oh.
Five of them.
Four, okay,
that's
four
one.
Now.
So not four.
Four times.
Four times throughout the show.
Woo, got you once.
See how long the leg, my leg, I
oh, you extended.
Out.
You full out frogged there, yeah. Okay.
Yes, they do go all the way
that
up.
Made me, I feel, you know what, my confidence is going up already.
It feels nice I'm to feeling... shock. I got to shock Houston one time. Yeah. That was the greatest day of my life, just shocking
Houston.
Oh, Houston
I bet Christ. That was pretty funny.
It was very fun.
Did he react to some, are you okay? Did it hurt?
Oh, no, that's good.
Okay.
That's good.
But I don't want to cause
we're gonna,
you, like,
we're gonna
real
that,
harm.
We're going to leave that there for right now.
Okay. That was level 5, is that right?
I believe so.
That's level 5,
I
yeah.
So. We'll leave that there
it's
for
higher
right
than I would have started with. If
yeah,
it were
I don't. Yeah. I can't remember the yeah. rules on 3 and out, but I didn't have them. I didn't want them to explain it to me, just so I could change them if I wanted to.
Right.
So I'm just like, we're going with my rules.
Okay.
But 4 shocks throughout
your
the show.
Show.
Plus, what are we going to do? End of this hour? You want to do beginning of next hour?
You do that whenever you want. I mean, I don't know if you wanted to get over with first hour just to get that collar off. Well, no, I'm not going to shock y'all. You got to leave that thing until I get all 5 in, I guess.
We'll
know.
Go end of the first hour.
Okay, we'll do
end
shock collar trivia.
You got how many questions? You got 15?
Yeah, I got 15.
You know he's going to save one for birthdays.
That would be pretty funny.
Trippy game up. Point.
Game point. Shock. And I just know the birthday.
That's like the Buffalo Wild Wings commercials where like the sprinklers turn on.
Yeah, I have true. Yeah, I can turn the tide and, you know, just the press of a button.
No, but we'll probably do that. We'll plan that. But I'd say end of hour one. To end hour one, I think that would be a
okay.
good. I think that would be a good little send
sure.
off for hour one.
Yeah. Did you ever post anything with my face on it?
I have not. We didn't really have okay. time to do that because
I look awful.
Should I just post the tweet real quick?
I sent the video finally sent.
I saw that. I'll tweet out a video later. I'll edit and we'll have like a full on.
Send
video.
Out the just tweet out.
I'll
the
tweet
picture.
Out the picture though.
Yeah.
So people will tune in too.
Go ahead.
It's a good picture.
I look horrible, man. That picture captures my essence right now, though. I'm not a happy camper.
I'm in the camp that he could still go out downtown and be successful by going downtown and, you know, meeting.
You believe so?
Meeting women, you know, women. Yeah.
You think
you
so?
Like
I think so.
You look like such an edgy teenager in that picture.
Yeah, it's not a phase. This is how I'm going to cut my hair forever, Mom. Is that how I look? I've only seen the picture once. You flashed it at me as you
that,
ran
Mom.
Away.
It's a good photo.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That needs to be the profile pic.
I don't want any of this to be linked to me longer than today.
PFP. New PFP.
I guess we should get it. Or get to it, I guess. But how's your day?
It was, you know. You know. It was.
Well, I think I know the answer to this one. Pretty good?
It was all right, you know. Had a day.
You can laugh at this, man.
It is funny. Sure, I hear you. But just a regular old day, man.
Bad,
you know,
temporary.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad. No, I've been looking for a reason to shave my face. You know, this is the first time I've really seen the curvature of my face, even in, you know.
You haven't seen the what's the
I've
what's
got big
the
cheeks.
Topography
yeah.
of your face.
No, in a long time. So it's good to at least check in. I just have a little window right now into this lower cheek region. So everybody, just go to Will's
whole
Twitter.
Lot of cheek.
Yeah.
It's so good, dude.
It's not good. I look like a country music singer from like 1996. I've got a big cowboy hat on. I've got whatever you want to call that facial hair. The mustache does look kind of proud right there, though. The handlebar.
I did a good job.
You did a bad job, but I'm just stunningly
I'm
handsome.
You, I think,
pull it
like,
off.
You know how like the Duke starting five, people made fun of it at first, but then they won so many games that like it just ended up being a haircut that was popularized. Same with like Certified Lover Boy. Like that's a terrible haircut, but it was a good album.
Right.
So people all just flocked
got the hair
to,
yeah.
to doing that.
The little heart. In
I
the
think
hair.
I think this is going to be very similar. Where this is going to be such a funny joke
okay.
that people are going to flock to.
You think people are going to start imitating me? You think this is going to be my image now?
I think so.
If this was my image, I don't want
this
fame.
This is going to be, yeah, hey, brother, give me the Tucker. You
yeah,
know what
you
mean?
Do.
Give me the Holt.
The Holt special, the Holt 45 Deluxe.
The Holt 45 Deluxe, that's
okay,
a good one.
Go ahead. Put that on your face, people. It's, there's nothing. There's no, also, people who go and look at this picture of Will's tweet, now imagine the other side. Doesn't exactly look like that.
Exact same, but like half a centimeter. Like
different,
lower.
Yeah. It's a little shorter, and it's a little, you know.
That's on you. You were leaning your head. You were tilted.
I was giving you quite a great canvas to work with. I'm just glad you didn't try to, you know, like shave my neckline. And
no, you haven't seen it then.
Cut my, oh, did you?
I did a little you. I did a little
oh,
horseshoe.
Oh, no.
So you have a bald spot.
Under here?
I don't think it was as bad as everything else, but I got the soul patch in there. I got the main features I wanted to hit.
Yeah, I mean, this is... It's trash.
Bob, how you doing, man?
Pretty
this,
well.
This is not a normal thing. This is a new thing, but this might be the new normal. We should just save each other every day.
It's awful.
Don't get used to this.
I like the trivia part. I am pro trivia.
You can't answer, by the way.
I'm not going to.
I just wanted to make sure.
I will internally.
Because every now and then I'll be trying to quiz Tucker after the show about random things that I know Bob probably knows the answer to, and he just says the answer before I can even get the question out. So just don't do that.
I won't. It
would be funny if you saved me some shocks. But
yeah, that wouldn't be cool.
No, I'm not doing
that. I got 15 loaded up. That could be 15 shocks.
Could be.
I'll keep it to
shocks.
Myself.
But you're doing good today, man?
Pretty well. Pretty well.
Good to hear. I'm glad to hear it.
I like whenever you were about 2 minutes into doing the beard trim and you proudly exclaimed that, I could do this for a living.
He did make
about
that.
About 2 minutes in.
Yeah,
minutes
and then
ago.
The...
Go look at my Twitter. I don't think I'm wrong.
It's awful.
I gave you a double cheek fade.
You gave me nothing. You gave me a lawnmower strip down the side of my face like I'm Riff Raff in 2014.
It looked like I sneezed.
Yeah, it looks like... Yeah, it's rough.
It is very Riff Raffy.
It's very Riff Raffy.
A little counter, Kenny Powers ish. Is that that's the dude from Eastbound?
Yes.
Eastbound.
Yeah. I don't know, man. All this really tells me is that thin handlebar kind of works for me.
That's what it tells you?
That's all it tells me, you know. If I get rid of everything except for this thin handlebar.
I wanted to give you just a straight chin strap, but I thought that would take way too long, so I just
that would have been like the shortest one to do. You just go bare skin, bzzz, down the cheek,
true.
And then you get rid of it, and then bzzz, you know?
This is true.
Yeah, but it would have been much better than this. But that's okay, you know? I wasn't expecting greatness, to be fair.
But greatness you received.
No, I did not get
did
greatness.
You?
No, I got, I don't even know what you would... I don't even know what you would call this. I'm pretty disappointed. I'm going to leave a poor Yelp review online. Because you really messed me up.
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
You know, we'll get to you later.
How is Will today?
Doing fantastic, actually.
That's
it
good.
It was a pretty good day.
That's good, man.
It was pretty good. It was actually...
You went to barber school.
Yeah, Tucker doesn't care.
I guess it wasn't a bad day, or it wasn't a good day, because I got some bad news, but it was very funny how I received this bad news. So we talk about mental health every now and then on this show.
Sometimes.
We talk about struggles, like every now and then I'll just have an in-my-head show, and I'll just rant about how terrible I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I've been feeling kind of, like, not down on myself, but just like, well, that, but like stomach hurts every day.
Okay.
Sniffles every day, some headaches every day, and I was like, man... I'm sick. I went and got a couple of COVID tests over the span of a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Negative every time.
Okay.
Like I did a ton of research, and today I was at work, and I was still complaining. And so I Googled like my symptoms, and everything I Googled just came back with, you have severe depression.
Right.
And it was very funny.
Right.
I was just like, oh, man, I'm not sick. Let's go. Oh.
Yeah.
I was laughing so
you're not,
hard.
You're not, you know, you don't have a virus.
Exactly.
You know? So small win. You win the battle.
Yeah. Lost the war.
The war
just
doesn't look
started.
Doesn't look good, Chief. They got way more men out there than you.
But no, I was just using the bathroom.
And all you want to do is go to bed.
I was like, man, it does not make sense on why I'm sick. And then it was like, you're depressed. I was like, oh, no, that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. Anything else?
No, I don't got nothing.
No, I wasn't even talking to you. I was just was making a joke, a little side riff.
I was making a side riff.
Did you just self-diagnose? Did you self-diagnose yourself with depression? Is that what you're saying you did today?
He does this every couple weeks.
Okay.
This might be shocking to some people. I've been diagnosed with a lot of things.
Okay.
It's not really self-diagnosis.
Everybody's
as much
been
as I just forget about it for
okay.
a little bit.
Okay.
And then
yeah.
I'm like,
okay.
Oh, yeah, no, I am.
Everybody gets diagnosed with something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not special.
Right.
I just got to do it in a cool way. And then. You know, maybe.
It's harder to laugh at your jokes today.
Don't ask what it is.
Okay. I won't.
Glad everyone's doing good.
Doing sick.
You want to hit a quick break?
I don't care, man. Yeah, sure.
Hit a quick break. We'll
Whatever.
Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay where you are.
I was expecting a shock right there.
Nothing.
Hit the button. Not that button. Hit the mic button. OT. Overtime. Hour one. Rolling right along. Final segment before Shot Caller Trivia. Let's try to get out a little earlier than 45-ish on this one so we have time for Shot Caller Trivia at the end of this hour. So
right.
A shorter segment than usual.
I'll turn the mics off right now. So we can get to it.
I got. You are so excited.
It's fine.
Still four shocks left.
I can wait. Yeah.
Bob, you got the count official?
Yes, sir.
How many shocks?
There have been one out of the five. There have been two.
Woo!
There have now been two out of five.
That didn't hurt. I was just, it's electric. You know what I mean?
It's like, electric. So it's you were just
reflexes.
Spastic.
Yeah, I mean, just have good
reflexes. Electric.
Okay.
It's electric. I don't know. I got, God, I hate this so much. Dude, this is so uncomfortable.
That's impressive for you to not curse also. I probably would have. Yeah, no, I probably would have.
That's the biggest challenge. It doesn't hurt. You know what I mean? Like, nothing's really like that painful. Not like, this kind of is irritating having it on my my giant Adam's apple that I have, my very pronounced manly feature.
So manly.
But
incredibly. I remember I saw you first time and I was like, what a manly Adam's apple
that
guy's got.
But biting my tongue
like pokes
is
in the
by
eye
far the worst pain I'm having.
You
right
bite
now.
Your tongue?
Yeah, I have to.
Oh, I got you.
I have to.
Metaphorically, you bite your tongue. Don't physically bite your tongue because, you know, you'll bite it off and then we'll have a real issue.
Well, we talked about, you know, the first segment.
That'd be a hell of a periscope.
That would be pretty neat. It would be good for numbers. I'm not going to lie to you.
Guys, tune in. Will's dying.
I don't think it would kill you. If you bite your tongue off, you're not dying.
I'd probably try to swallow it.
Well, don't do that. That's how you die. You know, your body's not equipped to swallow your own tongue.
Segment one, depression. Segment two, how to do it.
How to do it.
How to do it.
Bite your own tongue off. That's the...
That's what I meant. I got creative control of this. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's fine.
Who we got on the phone?
We got Matthew on the phone,
Matthew,
man.
Over to the G3 Help Me Hotlines we go, where Matthew has been waiting patiently.
My guys, it's been too long. How we feeling?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. You call in on a good day, punishment day, so anything can happen.
Well, I've been watching from afar. You know, our basketballs are doing okay, and I just want to hear, Will, are you still in on Rick Barnes, or are we kind of on the hot seat with him?
That's the right person to ask, because you don't know what he's going to say.
I am still in on Rick Barnes.
Are you?
But I'm starting to understand people's perspectives when they bring up the hot seat conversation. I'm still not. I don't want to have that conversation.
Uh huh.
But I'm at the point where, like, huh, I guess that makes sense.
You're okay. You're seeing the smoke,
yeah.
And you admit that there might be a flame.
Yeah, there might be a fire, but it also that could also just be
very well
steam.
Put.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Which this leads to me to everyone's favorite game. Would you rather?
Let's go!
I knew it. I knew you had one. Big fan.
Okay,
Will's so fist pumping.
Knowing what we know now, would you rather have another year of Coach Barnes guaranteed next year, or Danny White go out and get your choice of either Matt McCann at Murray State, possibly Steve Forbes at Wake Forest, or Kim English, and I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate the call, Matthew. It has been a long time. No talkie. I mean, I was fist pumping. There, you can check the Periscope. Check the.
It's
check
on
the
there.
Footage.
Check
I,
the
like,
tape.
I love the Would You Rather. It's the he gives us like he. I've missed him calling in because he gives us a segment. He literally presents us with a hey.
Yeah.
Y'all suck right now.
Hey.
here's 30 minutes.
Hey, you guys got nothing to talk about right now? Here you
but
go.
No, and it's always a good question. He's never given us a bad
right.
Would you rather.
Nothing bland ever.
And that's hard to do, too, mm-hmm. to nail at 100%. And that's why I'm firmly on the side of we're going to keep Rick Barnes. Give me one, because it's hard to go 100%. And he's been pretty damn good, other than the most important part. But he's been pretty damn good in the easy part. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I really do think, yeah, I can't remember the coach's name, and I don't feel like digging to find it. But there was a coach, an assistant coach of Tennessee, who tweeted out last night talking about, like, great guard play down the stretch last night. That's what, like, really led us. Like, Ziegler had that steal that really kind of sealed the deal after breaking the tie at 60. Like, that was a great play. Like, those two guards, I believe he referred to them as KC and Z. That's not me referring to them, but that's just how he said it. But KC and Z really showed the growth of this team. The goal is growth. But the completion is not growth or something like that. Like, we're not done is basically what he
right.
was saying. I really do think, like, people were so used to just, like, seeing or hoping to get instant impact because we had such a good team for so long. And then when you added people, 2-3 NBA players on one team, that just is a recipe for other guys to be successful, too. Because Grant, Admiral, and Jordan were the three types of guys who just make people better basketball players.
Yeah, and one thing I think a lot of people are kind of forgetting, too, is – I mean, they weren't unstoppable their first year. They were here for a couple years.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't one and dones. And, you know.
But that is also the worry of, like, we're getting in the one and done game now.
Right.
so you kind of have to win with what you got within yes. that year.
Yeah, and Rick Barnes, I mean, he's shown that he can, like, make guys better. He's done that. I mean, Jordan Bowden, Grant
phenomenal.
Williams, Admiral Schofield. I mean, the list goes on and on. Jordan Bone.
Almost everybody.
Everybody. I mean, they all.
Kevin Punter.
Yeah,
Kyle
Kevin Punter.
Alexander.
I mean, all these guys. They Folky came in even. And they left in Crick Folky. Still, he's plateaued a little bit.
He didn't score last night.
He played a little rough. But regardless,
minutes.
Like, from where he started to where he has been before, that was part of Rick Barnes, you could say. It feels like with these guys that he's getting now, they come in knowing, okay, well, I'm leaving next year. And he hasn't really expedited his production or his, you know, progress calendar for these guys. It seems like they're on the same sort of pathway as someone who comes in as a freshman expecting to be here at least till they're a junior or senior. I don't know.
I also do want to address the point of the second part of the would you rather, the second option of would you rather between the three. Like, I think even anybody, if Danny White could go get anybody, unless Coach K wants to come off his retirement tour and come to Knoxville, that would be, like, the only position. I'd be like, okay, yeah, because I don't think Kim English is ready. I think he's only been, where is he at, George Mason, right? Or George
and he's
Washington.
Doing well up there.
Yeah, he had Devontae Gaines get a triple-double within the first month of the program,
yep.
And we know what Devontae Gaines is.
Yeah.
It was a very impressive thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still too early to tell with him. Steve Forbes just went to Wake Forest. I'd like to see what he can do in the ACC for just a minute.
Yeah.
And I mean, like,
he did good at ETSU.
Murray State has found diamonds in the rough, and it's been very, very impressive. But I just don't know if
they also had John Moran.
I don't know if I trust the move up from Murray State to Tennessee.
Yeah.
I think there should be a job in between there. Those three names just make me nervous compared to Rick Barnes. Now, if we had nobody, I love those three names. Those are three names I would love to hear floated out if
sure.
Rick Barnes decided he was retiring. But with the
right.
option of you can keep the guy you have or you can take a gamble, I'm going to go ahead and just keep with what
I know
and hope it turns out a little bit better.
I mean,
I'm not a gambling man.
We definitely have our own issues and problems, and we can't score baskets at certain times.
So,
and for some reason, when we
so
can, we can't
offense,
play
dude.
Defense. It's a weird topsy-turvy thing we're dealing with. But still, at the end of the day, we're not a bad basketball team. I mean, we're competing in games. Number 24 in the nation. Just got a win at Vandy.
And, like,
the sky isn't falling.
No, and we haven't lost to a team. We've been in close games. We shouldn't have. Just
we
like
have
last
lost
night.
Some games. We shouldn't. Alabama. We were
that,
the better team all
is,
night.
We didn't have our top two guys.
Agreed.
And that is a good team. None of the teams we've lost to have been bad. We haven't lost to a bad team.
Sure.
And, like, that's the thing you got to take away from this. Now, you would love to get some big wins.
Yeah.
You need big wins in order to play in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But in just terms of, like, positives and negatives, we've beat the teams we're supposed to and unfortunately lost to the teams we're supposed to lose to, if you will.
Sure.
I just think we need to have – I also contradicted myself.
I don't understand the people who want Barnes out.
No, it's way too early for that. I understand being frustrated. I mean, the brand of basketball that we've been forced
– He does get paid a lot.
He gets paid $5 million, which is a lot.
Like, top five in
the
nation.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of money.
Some really good coaches in
yep,
the nation.
Yep, yeah, there is. But I think it's also – The brand of basketball and the type of basketball that we're for, it's horrible. It's a terrible product to watch to begin with. So I think it's a little easier to get frustrated. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever you're scoring 15 points in the first half and you're like, you know, what the hell is going on? It's a lot easier to get, you know, the seat heats up a little faster.
And we're supposed to have, you know, these five stars and stuff like that.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah, you get that. You start thinking on, you know, what you have and what you're getting. Yeah, people are going to be frustrated. I think the wrinkles will be able to ironed out a little bit. We still have a lot of young guys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Ziegler, is he not still – he's supposed to be in high school.
So is Brandon Huntley Howard.
Yeah, exactly. And these
now,
guys
– there's rumors that he might be going places.
What now?
Huntley Hatfield has been – I've just heard people talk about that he
– Whispers?
His camp is not happy. Now there's
Well,
been
he's
some
been getting more playing
turnaround.
Time.
Yeah, it's true. But
so,
that's I'm just passing along the whispers.
We want him to have a happy camp.
We do. We want his camp to be happy.
I want it as happy as possible. We do have a big game this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about it as we roll through the show and through this week. But number 13, LSU rolling into Knoxville. We gotta get that. Like, that's a must win. If any game on
yeah.
the schedule is a must win,
you don't
want to
get swept.
I'm tired of losing to Will Wade.
Yeah.
It's that game right there. We'll talk a little bit about that. But first, we got to play some shot caller trivia.
Woo!
It's officially punishment time for Will. We'll be right back after this one. That time.
going to be a good one.
This one, it all kind of just set in now, but it is shot collar trivia time. Let me go quote tweet the original Periscope real quick to let the people know that it is time for shock collar trivia. Will's punishment, as I'm getting punished throughout the show. But shot collar trivia time. Tucker, go ahead and just kind of set up, do a little
okay.
stall for a second, I guess is what I'm asking
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so I've got a few categories here. I've set up... I got some Beatles trivia, which some may be easy, some may be hard. I don't know. And then I have...
I'm not happy about that.
I have global capitals.
You watched a lot
I'm
of the.
I'm not happy about that.
You watched a lot of the documentary, right?
I have U.S. capitals.
Not happy about that.
I have.
I told you to do things you like that I would know or talk about.
NBA
or like.
First round picks.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
And
I'm probably gonna screw up.
Yeah,
that
that's
one
it.
Badly.
Yeah, you like the Beatles, man. I didn't go like.
I do
crazy.
Like. I do like the Beatles.
Sure. I don't know how much you know about the Beatles. Are
I
you,
guess we'll find out.
Okay, do you want to like pick a category?
No.
Or you want
no.
me to start asking
you just
questions?
Start asking questions.
Okay.
You can go all Beatles
okay.
first. You can go mix all and match, right. however you want to do this.
I think this one's pretty easy. You
start
be,
with an easy one.
I think so, you'll be able to get okay, this okay. one. I hope.
Let me get my sea legs.
Okay. Name the city of the birth of the Beatles in 1960.
That would be one, Liverpool.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct. There you go. There's your softball.
And you're worried.
What was the title of the... What was the title of the Beatles' debut single?
Oh, no.
You get one guess.
Debut.
First single.
My favorite song off their first album. I don't know if it's the most popular or what their single was. Oh, no. I'm in between two.
Okay.
Can I phone a friend and ask Bob to pick between the two of them?
Ask Bob?
Yeah. Just or does he know the question?
He doesn't know the answers.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm just going to ask you to pick two song titles that I'm about to tell you. Because I don't want to be... I can blame you for the decision. I don't want to have to be...
I don't care what
he's getting shot.
Hey, he's going to give
You're
the final answer.
Shot,
Love Me Do or Hard Day's Night? No. It's Love Me Do. Final answer.
Ding, ding, ding.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. Good one.
Go
nice.
With the gut. There you
okay.
go.
Okay.
There you go.
What was the name of the record label that was founded by the Beatles in 1968?
George Harrison started Apple, but I don't know if the Beatles did that, and then that was just George Harrison's label afterwards.
Tucker's giving away nothing here.
You're thinking hard.
He's got a stone face.
I'm just trying to think. I've listened and seen a lot of their album covers, so I'm trying to think of different stamps that would have been on it. But
mm-hmm.
Will seems to be probing.
Did you
Tucker
say a year?
1968.
Oh, that's Apple.
Apple Records.
Yes.
Okay.
Go.
All right. Good stuff. I think you know the next two, too. So I think you're going to
sweep
the Beatles. I think you're going to sweep the Beatles.
If I sweep the Beatles, I'm a Beatles super
fan. It's okay.
Fan.
This just means that some of the capitals will be harder. Name of the drummer who used to play for the Beatles.
Pete
but,
Best, final
okay.
answer.
Congratulations.
That's like
and
the number one fun
this one. This one was pretty easy, too. I just threw it in. Just in case you were getting shocked on some of that stuff, I threw another one easy one. Who was the first of the Beatles to get married?
I know all three of like the girlfriend's names. I don't. Oh, that could be a trick question. And Ringo could have been a player, dude. Ringo could have been getting ringed up every which way.
Ringed up. Okay.
John and Yoko was late in the Beatles because that's what caused the split. Linda was around for a while. You know what? I'm gonna throw you a little curveball and see if I'm right because I think I got a hunch. Because many people don't know this, but many of Eric Clapton's songs were actually about George Harrison's wife. Patty something.
Okay.
So I'm going to go George Harrison.
That was wrong. John Lennon was the first married.
Oh, really? Okay, fair
He married some woman and then divorced
right.
her.
He cheated on her
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah, and got with Yoko. Yeah, so tough stuff there.
Sometimes I forget John Lennon was just dropping slurs and cheating on wives.
He,
and
what, yeah,
he was a terrible human being.
Wild that he came out as the guy who was all about peace and love.
Yeah,
and
he
being,
was.
It kind of is.
He was.
Contradictory.
Just a little.
Not to the people he loved.
Right. Yeah. He wants everybody else to be.
I'm going
to
beat the people I love.
Okay.
But, you know, peace and love.
I want everybody else to be nice.
So 4 for 5 on Beatles. That was pretty
solid.
Good.
Solid. That was
pretty
not
good.
Bad.
And
not bad.
I named every single girl.
Right,
too.
Yeah.
That,
you knew. I got you. I'm proud of you.
That wasn't the question.
So now,
shut up, Bob.
Country capitals, state capitals, or first round draft picks?
Let's just go ahead and get some shocks out of the way.
Okay, what
so
do you want?
Just choose one of the two.
Okay, we'll go global. Okay, I'll make this.
We gotta speed through these a little.
Yeah, that's
bit.
Fine. That's fine. I'll try to.
I don't want to extend this 2 segments.
Yeah, I'll try to make this, you know, somewhat normal. How about
is this global? You said.
Yeah, global. Okay. How about Germany? I hate you.
See, like, Berlin would be my first guess, because that's the number one city.
Right.
But they split that for so long, there's no way that's the capital. It's got to be Frankfurt.
Frankfurt?
Oh!
it's Berlin.
Oh. I was going to get mad at you if you counted me wrong on my pronunciation.
No, absolutely not. Should
have gone with the gut.
Japan.
It's got to be Tokyo.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
I was trying to get you.
Another city in there.
I was trying to make you scared for on that one, yeah. You got that one. Congrats.
I was going
to
say Kyoto.
Okay. Keep track of how many questions. That's two questions.
I got you.
Okay.
Do you not just have five?
I've got a big list that I'm just picking from.
I'm keeping track.
Let's see here.
I hate you so much.
Does it hurt? We can turn it down. Do you need four?
No, it's just...
He's only been shocked like
twice. Your nerves?
I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, it's the more of just like the waiting.
Right. Russia.
I don't... Moscow?
Ding, ding, okay. Ding.
So that, again, that's the only city I know.
Right.
Two for three.
All right. I'm trying to find one in the middle here.
Crank that baby up to six.
No way. You're crazy. No way. I see the way you reacted. I'm going to shut that down right now.
Well, the overall 6 for 8 so far.
I'm glad you called me on that.
Yeah. No, you need to relax, brother. Okay?
My blood's pumping.
You need to take it easy. North Korea. I feel you've heard this.
Seoul is south, right? So it's not that. I'm not going to know this. But
if Bob can pull it after you don't get it, I'll let you be saved of a shock. Or you'll get shocked. Because if Bob knows it and you don't, then you're getting shocked.
But if he doesn't know it, I don't get shocked?
If he doesn't know it either, then I won't shock him.
Okay.
Bob, you can't lie. Oh, my God. He's got this look on his face. Come on, Bob.
Do you not have a guess?
Will, do you not know it?
I'm just going to assume it's named after one of the Yoons.
It's not. Then you don't know it.
I do not know it. Moscow.
Bob, do you know it?
I'm going to say Ho Chi Minh City.
Okay, no. Okay.
Or Pyongyang.
No.
Pyongyang.
I was ready for a shock.
His first guess was wrong, so I'm not going to shock you. It was Pyongyang.
Okay.
Pyongyang. Okay, that was my second
okay.
guess.
Okay. I didn't know if everybody knew what that was.
Good work, Bob.
Okay, that's four, right? This is the last one.
That was my second.
Last one, country. Okay. I'm going to try to make this one somewhat hard, but something you'll get. Egypt.
I thought Egypt was a city.
Oh, no.
This is the first time hearing about this being a country.
Oh, no. Do you want me to? Would you like another
one? No. That's not how this works.
Okay.
This is a punishment,
I'm too nice of a person, I think.
Do I need to shave your face again?
No. Now that you've reminded me, I'm glad I picked Egypt.
I think I know three cities in
Gaza?
Egypt.
No. It's Cairo.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it is.
See? Cairo. Cairo, Egypt. People know that.
I'm sweating, brother.
Sorry, brother. I know that's got to hurt. Is that five?
It doesn't hurt. It's just like the pain is not coming from
okay.
this.
Okay.
Yeah, we're
it's
through
from
10.
Me breaking my neck.
Okay. Do you want first-round draft picks? I don't know if we'll have time for state capitals. I can do five state capitals real quick.
Yeah, just do five state capitals
okay.
real quick. I'm just going to get five shocks.
All right. Illinois.
Springfield.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Minnesota.
St. Paul.
Ooh, good one. Nevada.
Reno. No.
Carson City.
Yeah, that's right. I knew it wasn't Vegas. That was the only thing I knew about
Okay, that's three. Two more. We're going to go South Dakota.
Where's the Bahamas?
What?
You know the Bahamas? Are the
right. Oh. I don't think they played the Bahama Bowl there.
No, they play.
I don't care. I don't
Sioux
think
Falls?
They. Pierre.
Oh, yeah.
Pierre, cool. South Dakota.
Pierre.
One more.
I'm gonna try not to move on this one.
One more.
Get my breathing right.
Texas. A lot of big cities down there.
Austin.
Ding, ding, ding. Good one. Okay. You. All right.
This is where I'm gonna get them all wrong. Just because this would be the one I should know.
The NBA draft picks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be a real tough look for you to completely botch
this. It's
gonna
be.
Okay. I know how old you are, so I'm gonna try to tailor this to 2008.
What about him?
Who was it?
You said first round draft picks.
You went first overall.
First overall.
Okay,
sorry.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
2008. First overall. Oh, that was right. I started playing 2K at 2K10.
Ooh.
So that would have been the 09 draft. So who was first overall?
In 2008.
Can you give me anything? Can you give
They were
me
good. They weren't a bust.
Who played, who was drafted after them? Can I get a draft pick from that class? Can I get anything? Or is it just I just got
to
It
sounds
guess.
Like we have a shock incoming.
I'm not going to know it. I really don't think it's going to make me mad. But if
Westbrook was also taken. Kevin Love. DeAndre Jordan.
Oh, no. Who was in that draft? Blake Griffin?
Incorrect.
Is it KD?
Crank it up to six.
D. Rose.
Oh, yeah. No, I crank it up to six. We're
crank it up to six?
Give me six. Turn it back down to five for the other shocks, but crank it up to six because I deserve these if I don't know these.
Okay. All right, we're back.
It's going to be a bad decision.
Wait, hold on. Is this? Yeah, this is right. This is right. I thought I lost my page. 2011.
John Wall?
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, that's right. I told you, I'm bad at this.
You're dancing all around these things.
Yeah.
Did you consult your doctor before this?
Once you're 20, everything runs together, brother.
2014. First overall.
Oh, who was after? Andrew Wiggins.
Yes, correct.
Nice.
I'm sweating, dude.
2013.
Right before the one you just gave me?
Yeah.
That would be Anthony Bennett.
Oh, I didn't realize you based
it
off of that
one. That's the only
one I know. Okay, that one makes me mad. Is that four I've asked?
Yeah.
Or that's
four.
One, two, yeah, three, four. One more. I'm going to go. Oh, God. 2015.
Oh, no. Who was after Andrew Wiggins? 2K16?
You're basing this completely off the video game?
It's the Ben McLemore class. Because he was the one who like went, but I don't know who the number one pick was.
Ben McLemore, Kansas.
Yeah. You give me one other pick from that draft?
Hold on. Yeah, just in a moment.
You're good.
Just hold
on. If I get shocked, like
D'Angelo Russell was also taken that year?
Does that mean it goes up a level for every name that he gives you?
No, Bob, shut up.
Okay.
Bob, stop talking, man. No reason for that one.
Miles Turner. Kelly Oubre. Willie Cauley-Stein.
Oh, who is that?
Jahlil Okafor.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know them all now.
I know all of these. Like, I know. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. We're getting close. Bob says thinks he knows.
I think I know.
I guarantee you it's off that Kentucky team, too. Is it?
I don't know. I don't know where they played college ball. You didn't get it?
I don't get it.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, I knew. I knew it was on that Kentucky team. I couldn't think of anybody.
Yep.
I was thinking DeMarcus Cousins the whole way.
You did well.
Thank you.
And
the
Beatles.
I knew.
Only
I knew
getting
the
shocked once.
We're gonna screw me.
You got Harry the other band.
Yeah, because I knew you knew that region, so I made sure to ask all around the place. All
right. Well, I guess we'll see you next hour. More shocks coming.
A few more.